practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered together around the radio for another edition of the Voice of Faith radio program originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company, and I trust that you are preparing your heart to worship the Lord in spirit and truth along with other Bible-believing Christians today. This particular program is designed to enable us to focus on that, and I trust that it will be effective. I am Pastor Gary Dahl. I thank you for the pleasure of your company, and we are going to begin the program today with a song entitled, What a Wonderful Name, talking about the name of Jesus.
Sharon, spotless and pure Lamb of God. Jesus, Lion of Judah, promised Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave. Jesus, the world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name.
Some call it progress and we must conform, or we will be left by the change. This new world religion serves the God of their choice, but salvation still comes in one name.
That name is Jesus, sweet rose of Sharon, spotless and pure Lamb of God. Jesus, Lion of Judah, promised Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave. Jesus, the world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name.
All the great leaders who sleep in their graves one day will bow down and proclaim.
He's Lord of all glory, he's the crowned King of kings. All creation will thunder his name, his glorious name. That name is Jesus, sweet rose of Sharon, spotless and pure Lamb of God. Jesus, Lion of Judah, promised Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave. Jesus, the world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave. Jesus, the world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name. Jesus, what a wonderful name.
Indeed, Jesus, what a wonderful name. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio today or by whatever device with which you're listening to the program, because today we are going to be focusing on the great things of God, as we always do. Particularly, we're going to be talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so it's a delight to have you listening. I do trust that you will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today. And if you don't have one to attend, I invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we will have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service tonight at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, we always have midweek services on Wednesday, 6:30 for the children and youth, and then 7 o'clock for the adults, where Dr. Chris Davis is taking us through a study on heaven. It's a delightful study, and I would invite you to come on out and join us. And if we can never serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. You know, our great desire is that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You know, the Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. If you've never done that, I would encourage you to do it today. And then contact us here at the church, and we would be delighted to send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. You can contact us by calling 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. We would certainly be delighted to minister to you in any way that we possibly can. I want to remind you that our sister ministry here, the Way of Truth Ministries, is celebrating 30 years of God's faithfulness in ministry. And coming up on the 21st of November at the Soho Room over at Lakemont Park, we are going to be having a night to praise God for what He has done. We're going to be having a banquet. Jim O'Brien is going to provide special music. Evangelist David Kistler is going to be preaching for us. We will be giving ministry updates. The menu is chicken cordon bleu. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. Now, the cost for the banquet is $20, and we would love to have you involved. This coming Thursday, the 14th of November, is the last day to set up your reservation. And so I would encourage you, number one, to consider coming to learn about this ministry and what God's doing through it. And then secondly, call us before November the 14th and order your ticket. Again, that phone number is 814-944-2894. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, as we come to you this morning, we do thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to be gathered together around the radio. I thank you, Lord, for each person who is listening. And certainly, if there is any one person even who has not yet trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, it is my prayer that today will be the time of their salvation. But Father, I just pray that you'd minister to all who are listening. And Lord, this is a special weekend for many, as it is Veterans Day weekend. Tomorrow is Veterans Day here in the United States of America. And Lord, I just want to thank you for every veteran of our military services, for what they've done, for what they've been willing to do. And particularly, we think of the Gold Star families, those who have lost family members and loved ones simply because of the fact that they were involved in the military. Bless them and strengthen them. But also, Father, I pray that you will encourage our veterans today and in some special way bring a message of thanks unto them for what they have done in standing for the freedoms of the United States of America. Now, Father, we commit this program into your hands, praying that you'll take it and use it for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. In that this is Armed Forces Sunday, and of course we're going to be giving honor to the armed forces in our church service this morning at 10:30, I want us to have a special rendition of the Armed Forces Medley to honor all of our veterans right here on the radio program today. So this goes out to all of our veterans, the Armed Forces Medley. We thank you for what you have done for the United States of America. Yes, amen. And of course, if you live in the Altoona, Pennsylvania area, I want to invite you to attend the Veterans Day Parade tomorrow, Monday at 10:30 in downtown Altoona. One of our own members here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Lloyd Peck, is the one who's put it together, and he has done a fine job. Come on out and support our veterans. Well, from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 2. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 17, where the Word of God says, O Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 17. And now before I deliver a message from Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 entitled The Gospel, we're going to listen to a different rendition of the song, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus."
"'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me 'neath the healing cleansing flood.
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more, to trust him more, trust him.
Too sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace.
I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. Be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Jesus,
I trust that you have trusted Jesus Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior, and then that you trust him more every day of your life. Today we're going to be talking about the gospel, and for our key text, we turn to Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, where the Apostle Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." You know, the word gospel is a word that's very familiar to most of us, if not to all of us, who know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And even if you don't know the Lord Jesus, you probably know the word gospel. And you've heard it, you've probably used it, you've heard people talk about it. And yet, what is the gospel all about? Well, it's interesting that the definition of the word gospel simply means good news. Good news. But as that relates to the Scripture, the gospel is the good news of the work of Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world. That's what we are talking about when we use the word gospel. The good news of the work of Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world. And it is really described for us in a nutshell in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, where it says, as Paul is writing under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures." Right there we see the gospel in a nutshell. It talks about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Indeed, it speaks concerning everything that Jesus Christ has done for us, the whole human race, in order that we might have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life, simply through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Paul said here in Romans 1:16, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Let's consider three things about the gospel this morning. Number one, the purpose of the gospel. What is the purpose of the gospel? Well, I share with you three things. First of all, the purpose of the gospel is to present the message of Jesus Christ. If we would not have the good news of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, we would not know what Jesus Christ did for us. We would not know about God's love for us that sent Jesus Christ to the cross. But then, the purpose of the gospel is also to reveal to mankind the love and grace of God. When you study the scripture, you find that the love and grace of God is something that is exceptional. God's love was so great that he gave Jesus Christ his Son for us, and through his grace, he bent over backwards to provide for us a salvation that we do not deserve. It is the gospel that teaches us about God's love and grace. But then another purpose of the gospel is to give mankind the opportunity to have a relationship with God. You see, without the gospel, we would never know that we could trust Jesus Christ as Savior and have a relationship with God that will last for all of eternity, whereby we can become his children through faith in Christ to the point that consistently every day we can call him our Father and receive grace and strength from him. The purpose of the gospel. But then what about the power of the gospel? Paul says here in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." The power of the gospel is all-powerful. I mean, there's nothing more powerful than the gospel except God himself, and God is the author of the gospel. And we say that the gospel is powerful because it has the power to save a spiritually lost soul. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 and 3 teaches us that those of us who are a part of the human race, which of course is all of us, are born in our trespasses and sins. We are dead, we are separated from God, and we cannot save ourselves. But it's the message of the gospel that has the power to save us, to give us the forgiveness of sin and everlasting life through faith in Christ. The gospel is also powerful to the point that it has the power to save any lost soul. Romans 10:13 says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Every now and then you'll come across a person who thinks that they are so bad, so wicked, so sinful that they could not ever be saved. Well, that's what the gospel message is all about. The fact that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, no matter how sinful, no matter what race, no matter what part of the world, no matter what religion they may be, when they call upon the name of the Lord, the gospel has the power to save them. And then another element of the power of the gospel is that it has the ability or the power to save from judgment those who obey it. Those who obey it. The Bible teaches us very clearly that every one of us, as a part of the human race, because of our sin, are bound for hell, the judgment on sin, and then eternal separation from God, the judgment on sin eternally. But it's the gospel that saves anybody from that who trusts Jesus Christ as Savior. I think of the words of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, where it says this, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." To those who do not trust Christ, to those who do not believe the gospel, to those who do not apply the gospel, they are going to come under the everlasting punishment of God. But when the gospel is obeyed, when a person calls upon the name of the Lord and asks God to save them, then there is the forgiveness of sin and the escape from that judgment. Thank God for the power of the gospel. But then there is the proposition of the gospel. You know, the gospel is good news, and it truly is good news. As a matter of fact, as far as I'm concerned, there is no better good news than the good news of the gospel. You see, the Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise the Lord for that. We are all lost, but there is a way to be found spiritually. There is a way to receive the forgiveness of sin spiritually. There is a way to have a relationship with God spiritually. There is a way to spend eternity with Christ in the land without tears and a time without end. And that is by accepting the message of the gospel. And so the proposition of the gospel is this. You can either accept it or reject it. What about you? Have you accepted or rejected the gospel? Now, to accept the gospel means that you've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. Can you find a time in your life when you've done that? If you have, I rejoice along with you. But if you haven't, I would encourage you right now, right there by the radio, call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you, and He will. Don't reject the gospel. Now, somebody might say, well, I'm not denying that the gospel is true, so I've not rejected it. Well, if you've not trusted Christ as Savior, you have rejected the gospel and its message. And so today, would you please call upon the name of the Lord Jesus? Accept the message of the gospel. Trust Christ as your Savior. And if you do that, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and we will send you information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Thank you so much for being there by the radio. Thank you for joining me today. And until I greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.